Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
All right, besides the chocolate cake, ladies and gentlemen, here's an interesting thing you could do today. It is National Library Shelfie Day. A shelfie is a selfie of a shelfie. Isn't that cool?
A shelfie is a selfie of a shelf in the library?
Well, your own library, or maybe your favorite shelf in the public library.
That's cool. Who knew?
Yeah, so you're supposed to take a picture of your favorite books, you know, stacked on the shelf, whether it be in your home or actually at the library, and post it. So I think that's kind of cool. I think I might do that.
That's fun. What are you reading currently?
Nothing. I just... I'm still working on that book I'm writing, which is neat. And I finished The Final Days of John Lennon, which scared the hell out of me, because that story is just so much more scary than we'll ever know. I haven't picked up anything new, but if I were to do a shelfie today, I would take a picture of my favorite stack of Hemingway books in my studio. You would probably... take a picture of your Bridgertons. Is that the way you say that?
Very good. Yes, I would indeed, because after watching the Netflix series in literally less than a day, which I don't do that often, right? I decided I wanted to read the books, and I am on book number 4, and they are engrossing and excellent.
And we just discovered that the books themselves are like 20 years old.
They are. The Duke and I, which is what this series is based on Netflix, was published in 2000 for the first time.
And now it's red hot on Netflix.
Indeed it is. Listen, it is my favorite kind of fiction, historical fiction.
Yeah, but you like costumes and all that stuff too, right?
I do. I love a great historical drama, going all the way back to Downington. Before that, I want to think... I love these, I don't know, Pride and Prejudice is like my go-to book, movie, favorite thing. Just love it.
Wow. Okay, so you're currently enthralled in reading what you already saw based on the books. You are into Bridgerton now.
I would not necessarily compare Julia Quinn to Jane Austen, though. Okay. Because while there's lots of swooning in both, Julia Quinn, I would... definitely describe as like dirty historical fiction.
Dirty historical fiction? Now it makes me want to read it or watch
it. It's set in Regency era England, so there is a lot of like...
dirty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dirty, naughty
going on. It's naughty historical fiction.
Well, Julia Quinn herself is kind of like fascinated with the fact that her books are now Netflix.
It came out of nowhere. I was just sitting there, you know, as one does, pretending to write in a Starbucks. And my phone rang. And it was my agent. And he said, "Hey, have you heard of Shonda Rhimes?" And he said, "Well, I just had the most interesting call." And I was just, I mean, I practically fell off the stool. Because nobody was adapting romance novels. You know, people will ask me, "How did you sell it?" And I'll say, "I didn't do anything." You know, the way I understand it, Shonda ran out of books to read on vacation and somehow stumbled on one of mine. And it's crazy to think that my life is forever changed because Shonda didn't bring enough reading material on vacation. But that's honestly what
that's
happened.
That's funny. I mean, now that is how that lady got famous. That is amazing.
Okay, so the hilarious thing about books like this is, and we've all seen them everywhere, especially if you're like renting a vacation home, right? They're piled up in a corner and you pick up the cover and you look at it.
Exactly.
And it's some dude in a waistcoat like grasping a lady in a corset.
Exactly.
And she's swooning and you make fun of it a little bit.
But then
you find yourself reading it.
Yes. And for Julia Quinn, she found herself like on TV saying, "Wait, I wrote that 20 years ago and it's a TV show now." That's great. So I'm thinking
Shonda Rhimes. Listen, she's a great director. She's a great producer. Obviously, if you don't know who she is, Grey's Anatomy, it's the big one, right? That she's done.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Bridgerton's great. I love it. I can't wait. They officially announced season 2 on Netflix actually this week.
Wow.
So it is happening. We are going to find out what happens to the Viscount in season two.
Oh, quite. Probably quite. Something naughty and dirty.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
So grab a book, take a picture of your shelf, your favorite shelfies, post them up on social media today on National Shelfie Day. Hey, on the way, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon talk about the problems, which are scary, with your new iPhone 12. Yikes.
Ooh. Well, I'll be on my iPhone 11 in the commercial break reading book number 4,
okay,
which is Romancing Mr. Bridgerton.
Stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Quite. 94KX.
Looks like Mother Nature, a little bit of a thorn in our side this morning in some school districts. Laura, you said it was slippery walking the dogs today, right?
Indeed it was. In the dark, it was a little icy, a little crunchy still on the grass. So
everything seems to be fine here.
I'm sure the main roads are fine.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
They were okay last evening.
Absolutely. Except for the fact that schools in your area, Laura, seem to be going on 2-hour delay now. So we'll have Winternet coming up for you.
Oh, who knew?
Everyone local, like here near the radio station, Sunbury, Norrie, Lewisburg, Sealands Grove, everybody's a go today. But as you head out towards SoCo and Bloomsburg and all that, it's a little bit more slippery. So If you need the information right now, Mom, log on WQKX.com and click where you see the school buses, the Winternet button there, and you get the information you need. But we'll run them by you coming up next after the news, the sports, and Steve.
The AccuWeather.
He's just a great guy. I didn't pick on him yesterday for being totally wrong, but now I will tell you, I'm keeping an eye on this guy because they're looking at a big storm for Sunday and Monday.
Are they?
Now, I'm saying it's too early to tell, but you know how people like to start panicking early? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting their bread, milk, and eggs and that kind of stuff. So we can all die eating French toast.
I see the little snowflake icon.
Oh, you're going to the phone app. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, 1 to 3 inches.
Oh, but wait. They say there's more.
No way.
We should do a new feature called Weather Wars, where we pit, like, the Weather Channel against AccuWeather and all those other dudes on TV, Channel 16's Backyard. Let's throw them all into a pool and see who's right. That'd be great.
I like our local Joe Snedeker. I like the WNEP
Snedeker rocks.
Team. He is.
Snedeker's
a
good guy.
He's super cool.
Yeah. All right. So.
All right. It says on my app.
Okay. Here we go.
It says 1 to 3 on Sunday, 1 to 3 on Monday, but only a 50% chance.
So what's that, 2 to 6? I don't know. What's a 1 to 3 and a 1 to 3? All right. Well,
yeah, probably 2 to 6.
We'll keep an eye on it. School delays on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
To the afterglow.
Ah, the sea shanty.
Have you been on TikTok?
Yeah, and I was thinking just a few minutes ago, we'll have cake by the ocean. Now, this TikTok thing, we haven't really talked about it. You seem to be more fascinated than me. I thought it was all stupid. Until today, you may have won me over.
Yeah, okay.
You may have won me over thanks to the Baby Got Back sea shanty.
Here's the thing. It started with the Wellerman, which is like an actual sea shanty.
An actual seamanship kind of song, yeah.
Yes, yes. And the original one, because he... I love the backstories because the original dude who sang the Wellerman and did all of the different parts himself...
Right.
He was a mailman. And he went so viral so fast that he actually now is like full time, like a TikTok YouTube star. He was able to quit his job and like pursue being a sea shanty singer.
So take any song that you can think of, almost any song, and put it to an old kind of a sea leg kind of song. You know, like a SpongeBob SquarePants kind of voice, you know? And you
or,
can do it.
Or dare I say it? Just sit right back and hear a tale of a faithful trip.
It's Gilligan, a skipper too.
a millionaire and his wife. A movie star. The Professor and Marianne. Here on Gilligan's Isle.
I wonder if we could do that in a sea shanty. Nonetheless, the latest one that finally made me say, okay, this is interesting. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face. You get sprung, want to pull up tough, because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
It's perfect. It's
Babe, I wanna get with ya. Let me take your picture. Hey! My homeboys try to warn me. What you got makes me so horny.
Oh!
Rumpelstiltskin skin, has your girlfriend got that butt? Then tell her to shake it, shake that healthy butt. Oh, baby! Baby got back.
It's perfect. It's so perfect.
That is what won me over. So I am
as
now,
it should.
I am now on the sea shanty train. Are you happy?
Actually, I really am. And maybe we should submit that to the original sea shanty singer's major music label.
Yes.
Because he just got signed.
And I'm going to get the Corn Tunes working on one as well. So
perfect.
I, you know, like... Maybe with the words Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX worked into it. What do you think?
Let's do it.
News, sports, and AccuWeather. On the way next, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. And a new study says more people in America would be willing to take the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, if their workplace paid for it.
Show me the money!
Yes, I agree with you, Tom. Show me the money. Okay, now... I know there are workplaces that don't cover things, and there are a lot of workplaces that don't have good benefits. But guys, this is a pandemic. Get your vaccine when you can, please. I can't believe this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know, like, if you're job interviewing right now, is that what you're going to do when your boss says you're... Perhaps your future boss, the guy interviewing you, human resources, whatever. Like, would they say, is there anything you need to know from us? Yeah, you're going to pay for my COVID shot? Because if you're not, I don't want the job. Forget you. I mean, is that what you're going to do?
This is such a tough subject because here's the thing. I thought that they were being offered at no cost. Seriously.
Well, I haven't gotten my phone call yet, my 1A phone call, so I'm still waiting to hear from my doctor's office, but that's interesting. Like, what I do is I just go to the doctors, and if I get a bill, I get a bill. If it's covered, it's covered. If it's not, it's not. All right? I don't argue. I just pay whatever I have to, you know?
I'm pretty sure that the COVID-19 vaccine is free to anyone who wants one, like, with no surprise billing, no balance billing, nothing about going to an in-network provider, an out-of-network provider, your PCP. Like, literally, with the major healthcare organizations in our area, you call the number or log on to a portal, and you submit your information, and then you are assigned a time, provided you are eligible as the rollouts occur. So it's not like, are you eligible via insurance? Like, I'm almost 99.9% sure that the COVID vaccine is no cost. Doesn't matter if you have insurance, nothing.
We got to check into that because I want to know if I'm going to get billed. You know what I mean? I mean,
you're not. Like, seriously.
But
you're not.
Okay. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll keep you posted. But the good news, and Mark will tell us about it, is that they're trying to roll out more vaccine. That stockpile that our last president told us we had evidently was a lie. So we have to go find more vaccine, you know, manufacture it, then distribute it. But so if you're slow getting your call from your doctor, just sit tight. All right, sit tight. When it happens,
yeah, and
it happens.
Also, I know locally, a lot of healthcare providers have been inundated with calls causing some outages, both in phone providers and internet service.
Yes,
so just
hang in there.
Yeah, hang in there. Hang tight.
Hang in there. We'll see if it happens. Mark's got the update next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura and her dogs in the morning. We love when the dogs chime in. What are they doing right now? They seem to be quiet.
Snoozing.
Really?
Snoozing. I have MacGyver his head is on my lap. The Murph Murph has his head on MacGyver.
Lucky dog.
Lucky
there
dog,
is a cat on a chair and a cat on the couch behind me.
Wow. And there's your Laura's Zoo update this morning.
Well, and then two cats are still unaccounted for.
Uh-oh.
And the beta fish is...
It sounds...
Did we talk about the new beta fish?
Yes, we did. And do you still have ferrets?
No. Unfortunately, our very last ferret did...
Move on to ferret land.
On and move on to ferret land in late 2020.
All right.
He's ferreting out.
So Severus, good.
Do you have any pets?
He's ferreting out a happy life. I do not, but my lovely bride has three cats.
Oh, is that the way you put it? Okay, I don't have any pets, but his lovely bride does. Okay. Yeah,
the cats don't like me. They run away when I'm around. And we actually do play chase. They enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Or one of them does. But it's fun.
I live with an amazing woman, and she has a pain in the arse dog. So
now, come on.
What?
We love him.
No, you love him. Leo is his name.
Are we talking about Tom or the dog?
Both. Yeah. Both. Although Leo, I don't know. He's cute and he's fuzzy.
And he's dumb. And he's moody.
He's not.
He almost bit me yesterday because I was petting him. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I disturb you?
He has that ouchy spot on his back. You have to be careful. You have to rub his ears and scratch him underneath his chin. He doesn't like sometimes his little bum touched.
I didn't touch his bum. That would be the last thing I'd touch.
I'm still vague as to whether we're talking about Tom or the dog.
Mark, come on now.
So moody.
So anyway, we love Laura's dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't like my dog. Mark doesn't like his or
like
whoever's
them.
They
really just don't like me.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right. Our viral comedy of the day is a dog that barks like this. It's a pug mix. 4 years old, and he seems to get happy and excited and make that noise. That's just terrible.
It sounds like a pterodactyl.
A pterodactyl dog? Maybe.
Pterodactyl.
A pterodactyl. So we have Tail Wagon Wednesday here. Let me tell you, if Jen from the Danville SPCA ever shows up with this, it ain't coming in. Okay.
A pterodactyl.
A pterodactyl.
Dog is as cute as can be, but it's really clear why it showed up at the SPCA.
On the way, a late night soundbite from Seth. He talks about California lifting their stay at home. We've got birthday buddies, and we've already got the news with Mark, but later this hour.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Breaking news, everyone talking about?
We've already heard the news. Now, the good news with Laura Good.
Let's get right into it this morning. Teachers everywhere struggling with teaching these virtual classes. Lots of school districts in the area were virtual yesterday. Well, a sixth grade teacher in Massachusetts couldn't get fast enough internet at his home to do any of the Zoom or Google Classroom classes.
Ooh.
So he had a solution, Tom.
What did he do?
He bought a small school bus, and he's been teaching from it while he takes his class on virtual field trips to different places around the state, shows the kiddos where he is virtually, and then teaches using public free Wi-Fi.
That guy needs a raise. He definitely does.
Right? Seriously. That's ingenuity, and it's good news.
Yes. Very good.
All right. Up next, Target just announced that it's giving $200 million in bonuses to its frontline workers. So that means the cashiers, the stockers, the assistant managers, the manager, every Target employee, over 375,000 of them nationwide, will get a bonus check for $500 next week.
Wow. Talk about a stimulus from Target.
I might need to go into Target just because of this. That's excellent.
Hats off to them. That's good news.
It's amazing. And finally, last but not least, for your third story today, a guy in England has been raising money doing something kind of funny.
Kind of funny?
Drawing
just simply
bad
trying
pictures.
To do some drawing with my six-year-old son. We had to make some thank you cards, and I was trying to get him motivated to do it. So we had all of his pencils out, his crayons and felt tips, and I drew a silly drawing of our dog just to get him interested. And I put the picture on Facebook with a little message saying pet portraits for sale, £299, place your orders, you know, very tongue-in-cheek and all as a bit of fun. And by the end of the day, I'd drawn 7 pictures for people.
Okay, and that turned into a lot of money though, right?
It absolutely did. So he basically turned it into a charitable fundraiser, raising over $70,000 for his local homeless charity called Turning Tides.
Wait a minute, $70,000?
Yeah, especially when it's 299 pounds at a clip. That's like 400 bucks.
Thanks for the translation, because I wasn't sure. That's a lot of money. Way to go, little guy.
It's amazing. Bad pictures turned into good pictures, and that is good news. Every weekday morning right here with Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Bring back memories, bring back your...
Absolutely love the good news with Laura Good. We do it every day. If you just missed it, that story on the teacher that bought a school bus and loaded it up with equipment so he could use free Wi-Fi, that was genius.
It's really cool, especially sort of taking lemons and making them into lemonade. So went out, used his own money to make sure that not only could he teach his students during the pandemic, but then also make it fun and even more interactive than a normal Zoom.
Yeah, like driving this bus made into a classroom around to field trips and showing the kids who are at home exactly what's going on. That's just genius. That's just genius. Hats off to any teacher, any principal, any superintendent that is coming up with new ways to educate children in these COVID times. Now, hats off.
Seriously. Unsung heroes, all of them.
All of them. News is coming up next, and Mark will have a story of school announcements that have gone musical.
Back in cyberspace.
Oh, my gosh.
To cancel school so you can lose those sad looks upon your face. No need to lay out your school clothes. Just lay around and watch the Chiefs. Because on Monday morning, you won't be learning at MV. So stay home. Don't walk out the door.
Anyway.
Just lay around now.
Wow.
Those stories and more on the way with news, sports, and AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're working from home. Maybe you're just at home. And you think, what a great country we live in. God bless America. Well,
it's very true.
There's good and bad when it comes to America. According to British folks, 2,000 people surveyed. Isn't this survey incredible?
It actually really is awesome.
See, now, I knew you'd like it because you've traveled about, and unfortunately you haven't in the last year, but isn't it interesting to see what people think about us?
It's so funny when I talk to my European friends, and they mention things that they love and appreciate about the United States, and I sometimes do like a, wait, what?
Because there's things we just take it for granted, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. Like peanut butter and cheeseburgers. My French friends, seriously, there are certain things that they swear the United States does and does the best. And peanut butter is like top of the list, and then followed shortly by the hamburger and or cheeseburger.
Ah, so that's where
they're yeah.
Yeah, so that's where that old phrase, choosy Frenchmen choose Jif. I guess that's where that phrase comes
yes.
from.
Yes, indeed.
But look at this list. The best things in America, according to the British, are?
All right, so here we go real quick. I'm just going to read them off.
All right.
Netflix, yes. Disney, Coke, as in Coca-Cola, mm-hmm. McDonald's, mm-hmm. Apple products, KFC, Hollywood movies, Elvis Presley, NASA, Levi's, Tom Hanks, Star Wars, and Nike.
That's the best things in America.
Apparently.
We also invented stuff like cars and airplanes. Hello, Wi-Fi.
Yes,
Google.
We did. Indeed, we did.
You know? Okay with Elvis, but like Martin Luther King and all the historian people. Hello? Brits, where are you at? Anyway.
I don't know. Here's the thing. They love what they love. So if they want to love Elvis, Tom Hanks, right along with Coke and Apple products and McDonald's, that's cool.
Okay, the worst list is even funnier. Some things at least. The Kardashian family.
Okay, yeah.
Kanye West.
Too true.
Calling football soccer.
Oh, that's yeah, Brits hilarious. Hate that. Seriously.
Deep fried anything. All right. Facebook. Whoa. That's pretty cool.
No, wait a second. Go back. Go back. Deep fried everything. This is the country that invented fish and chips.
Okay. Yeah. So what's wrong with deep fried here and there?
Now everything in England is brown. When you go out to dinner, you're like, can I have a fresh salad? They're like, no, you will get mushy peas and you'll like it.
Brown salad. I like it. The worst things, though, as far as Brits on a serious note, too many guns and racial inequality.
Ooh. Ooh.
So,
okay.
So that's what the UK thinks of the USA.
Hmm. I'm sure we could do a similar list.
We probably could. Hey, on the way, Jimmy Fallon, speaking of deep fried things, Jimmy Fallon has a new Valentine's gift idea. It's called heart-shaped chicken nuggets.
Wait, what? Your mind,
what do you mean? I think I got an idea for a Try It Tuesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Remember, okay. Maybe we should save this for Flashback Friday, but I can't because I'm too excited. Remember those whatchamacallit bars?
That's actually
a whatchamacallit?
Legitimately my favorite candy bar.
Get out. Is it really? Wow.
I love the caramel. I love, like, the crispy rice. I love the chocolate. I think it's delicious.
Well, Google this because it's the next generation of whatchamacallit. It's called the Who's a What's It. And it's made by Hershey. Yes.
No way.
Yeah, Google Whozee Who's a What.
Who's a What's It.
Who's
a What. Oh, here it is. I found a picture.
Okay.
Oh, it looks like a whatchamacallit.
Yeah. So what do you think? It's like next gen. Whatchamacallit. It's a.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so this article says
okay. The
whatchamacallit has a cousin. It's a spin-off candy bar, and his name is the Who's He What's It.
Okay.
It's a peanut butter cream layer
Ooh.
With Rice Crisps covered in chocolate. Oh, Tommy, this sounds right up your alley.
Ooh, peanut butter and chocolate together? Yeah, it is up my alley. When's it available? I want to be in on a Try It Tuesday.
Okay, so I'm on candyindustry.com, and it says
okay. It
has all the wacky, crazy, chew-tastic perks that a whatchamacallit had prior to the Who's-y What's It.
Okay.
It will be available nationwide
beginning
in February 2021, next month.
So, like, next Monday is February 1st, so can we get our hands on one so Laura could do a... You know what? Better yet, since you do the Try It Tuesdays... Mm-hmm. I can't do it with you. Can you give one to the dog or something?
No, because it's chocolate.
Okay,
the peanut butter is fine,
but
it's chocolate.
Who could it? I don't know. It seems like you need a partner in crime to eat this candy bar.
Oh, listen. Do you remember back with the popcorn M&Ms? I tried them myself in the morning, but then later on the afternoon, I gave some to my nephew, Braxton.
Yeah, and he gave him the thumbs up, right? I remember that.
I think maybe we should have Braxton help me try the Who's-y What's It.
This would be an awesome idea. Because you know,
let's do it.
Kids say the darndest things. So you think you could borrow your nephew from your sister for a Try It Tuesday?
Well, Try It Tuesday is at 8:15. He does have school, but I'm sure I could borrow him after school in the afternoon.
Okay, but can't you call a school district and get him out of school because this is an educational experience?
No. He goes, the nuns. He is the nuns, man.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He's a Catholic kindergarten.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. No, I don't.
I'm afraid. No.
No, no, absolutely not. News is next. Stay with us.
Sorry. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Great day to wash the car with Tom and Laura in the Morning. Now, I know what you're saying. Tom, you just said it was 32 degrees outside. You know, Laura, you go to Ultimate Express Car Wash, and the last stage is that big, giant blow dryer.
It is. And plus, the water is heated. It gets all of that dirt and grime and salt and stuff off of your car that can do a number on your paint job, honestly.
You betcha. So you got to keep it clean, and it just happens to be a Wednesday at the wash. Yay.
So become a member of our text club. Get that $2 off coupon code that we send out every single week. Also, you could win a $20 gift card to our friends at Ultimate Express.
Mm-hmm. Wash that car. Wash that dirty car. Go to that website, washmydirtycar.com, for all the details of Ultimate Express Car Wash.
My car is actually really dirty.
Okay.
It is.
Well, here's an idea for you. Yeah. Join me Saturday and you can trade it in on a new one at Blaze Alexander Ford.
Oh, are you going to be there this weekend?
Yeah, going live and on location. They're doing this.
Fun.
Yeah, Super Days of Savings thing they do for the entire month. And we got some great deals because they feature brand new F-150 trucks. Also markdowns on Escapes, otherwise known as Escapes, and the Eco Sport. And I'll give you details on how you could get a free smart TV, 55-inch.
Hey, listen now. Shoney and I spent the day after Christmas together. I broadcasted there live and on location from my spot at the service desk. Seriously, my spot.
It's beautiful.
But that was the day that the brand new Ford Bronco rolled off the truck. I wonder if it's still there.
And you were hinting, I was listening, you were hinting about getting a test drive. Did he ever pull that one off, or did he say?
I did indeed. It was awesome. Now, this was the Bronco Sport, so it wasn't the big honking one.
Right.
It was the smaller version, but man, was it nice. I guarantee they've sold it already.
All right, well, let's get a party going this Saturday, live from noon to 3, from Blaze Alexander Ford. What does Bob always say? Well worth the drive.
Or taking the deals. The other guys won't.
Oh, yeah. There's that one.
Remember that one?
Or worth the drive down Route 45. That's cool. Nelly Furtado, Tom and Laura in the morning. Whatever happened to Nelly? Whatever happened to her? I think I saw her in the sheets in Lewisburg. But I'm not sure.
I love how when you bring up these random celebrities that we don't know where they are, it changes gas station location throughout our Fair Valley.
I got to share the love, you know?
Normally it's the Turkey Hill, Front Street, and Sunbury, but you know.
Yeah, I don't hang there as much as I should. Maybe I'm waiting for the new security cameras. I don't know. Anyway.
My gosh, Tom.
News is coming up next. Chad Evans on the other side. We like to wrap up the show with thought for the day, and I gotta hand it to you. This one's a great one. You are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this one, it floats around the interwebs, and it uses different superhero characters every single time.
And I love superhero characters. So
today's
thought for the day, my friends.
It's Wednesday. We all need a little boost, a little confidence, a little pick-me-up. So whatever you are doing on this Wednesday, do it with the confidence of a 4-year-old kid in a Batman t-shirt.
Nothing better than that. Nothing.
Because that 4-year-old, boy or girl, doesn't matter, when they're wearing their favorite character's apparel, they are just like the best, number one.
When I had my Batman t-shirt on, and my matching Batman sunglasses.
Ooh.
I was unstoppable.
Until
I realized that if you stick your head out the window of the car in the Lehigh Tunnel, your sunglasses blow off.
Oh, no. Oh, that's turned my thought for the day tragic. Sunglasses?
I didn't mean to do that. I lost my Batman sunglasses. I was about 6 years old. But you know what? I spent the rest of the summer appreciating the t-shirt even more.
Do you know what's so funny? The husband has a very old Batman t-shirt. Ooh. Just the bat symbol on it.
Okay.
I'm just now inspired. Maybe he needs a new one.
Maybe he does. Maybe,
I think he might.
Maybe you should put the old one on today and act like a 4-year-old.
Whatever you're doing, do it with confidence.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.